PFG Private Wealth Management LLC is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. The topics and information discussed during this podcast are not intended to provide tax or legal advice. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed on this podcast. Past performance is not indicative of future performance. Insurance products and services are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed insurance agents.
Are you planning for your retirement with the confidence that you're making all the right moves? Well, on today's episode, we'll unveil the crucial income planning mistakes that could jeopardize your retirement and show how to craft a financial plan that's built to last decades, not just years. Tune in to Retirement Planning Redefined, all that coming up next.
The rules of retirement have changed. No longer can most of us rely on Social Security or a single pension to fund our futures. We're living longer, and retirement doesn't just last a handful of years anymore. Instead, you might stay retired for 20 or 30 years, and maybe even more. We need to look at retirement through a new lens, with fresh eyes, with a new approach and plan of attack. Here to answer the call are financial advisors John Texera and Nick McDevitt of PFG Private Wealth Management, serving you throughout the Tampa Bay area. This podcast is Retirement Planning Redefined, and it starts right now.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the podcast. John and Nick joining me once again to talk investing, finance, and retirement here on Retirement Planning Redefined with the guys from PFG Private Wealth. John and Nick are financial advisors helping folks get to and through retirement. You can find them online if you got some questions, need some help at pfgprivatewealth.com. pfgprivatewealth.com. And we're going to talk about some income planning mistakes this week here on the podcast. What's going on, gents? How you doing, Nick? What's going on, buddy?
Good. Just staying busy. Crazy that we're almost
April.
I guess we're approaching April, you know, at this point.
Yeah.
Just had some friends in town, so that's always a little bit chaotic. But no, everything's good. No complaints.
John, how's it going in the crazy household that is yours, my friend? You doing all right?
It is crazy. I don't want to get into it, but yes, it is a madhouse. I'll leave it at that.
But having little ones always is, but that's good.
Yeah.
Well, and it's doing April, well. Right? It's busy time of year too. You know, a lot of things happening with taxes and you know, financial strategies and everything anyway. It's spring, all that good stuff. So let's talk about some income planning mistakes. Let's kick it off with something simple. I kind of teed it up a little bit in the intro there about being retired for decades, not just years. And I know that we all like fundamentally think that, John, like we're like, yeah, you know, of course we're going to be retired for decades. But somehow or another, like it disassociates, I think, as we're getting 30s, 40s, maybe even in our early 50s. You know, thinking about, we don't really kind of put as much thought to it, I guess, as we should. You know, like for me, for example, all the men in my family die young. I've already had heart surgery at a young age, so I could easily jump onto that path of, well, I'm not going to live that long, right? So whatever, you know, I'm not going to really worry about planning for decades, but that's just a bad move, especially if you got people that you love, loved ones that you may want to make sure they're taken care of too. So, you know, ways to think about it, right?
Yeah. The worst thing you could do is, you know, plan to retire for you know, a few years, and next thing you know, you run out of money. You don't know what's happening anymore. But no, we get this quite a bit. Where I can remember clearly, Nick and I were doing a plan, and the money was looking kind of around the 80s. It was looking a little tight, and the person was pretty excited. And we were like, you know, we need to make some adjustments to make sure it lasts age 100. He's like, no, I'm good. He's like, I'm not lasting until 80 or 83. And we were like, okay, well, we'll do our due diligence to make sure your money lasts for a while. But
what if you're wrong, right? I mean, that's the thing, right? And did this person have a spouse? Were they married?
He had a spouse. Yeah, it was, you know, he was semi-serious, but, you know, we ended up making some adjustments to it. But that is something we get quite a bit. And when we do our plan, and we make sure it goes to age 100, because you can't predict the future. And with technology and everything that's going on now,
people are
living longer. You know, it's just the healthcare industry is, you know, there's just always new innovative things happening. But it's a mindset that I will say people need to understand. And that goes with building a portfolio. You know, just had a conversation with a client this week. And it's, you know, we're doing some things, and they're just looking at everything short term. And I had to remind them and say, hey, you're looking at a 20, 30 year period where, you know, there's some long term money here. Not everything is the next 5 years.
Right.
And, you know, just kind of talking to her made her realize that, of just saying, hey, I'm still invested for the long term. I can't make adjustments just based on expecting the next 4 or 5 years. So that is a mindset people really understand is with the investment portfolio. You still have some long-term money because your retirement is going to be 20, 30 years, not just 4 or 5.
Not a great point. Glad you were able to have that conversation with her and kind of get her eyes moving. And I think that's a real value add right there that people don't often take into account when working with a financial professional is, you know, we tend to think, well, it's the X's and the O's. They're going to help me figure out the dollars and the cents. But there's also really thinking through and behavioral kind of analysis a little bit, behavioral kind of changes that we have to walk through because you guys see this day in and day out. And Nick, I'll throw number two over to you. Part of that, like you're just, you know, as John was just kind of saying, hey, you got to set things up for short term and long term. Social Security is going to play a big factor in that. So starting it too early could really, you know, change your long term numbers.
Yeah, there's an extra emotional kind of attachment to Social Security, which, you know, we very much understand.
Whether you're mad at it or not, right? Whether it ticks you off or not. But.
Yeah, and we totally understand that. And, you know, for us, we always try to integrate the Social Security decision with the overall investments and the overall plan. And just like with anything, we always approach it from the perspective of, hey, our job is to tell you the impact of the decisions you may make. And then, you know, ultimately it's your money, but for sure, one of the biggest negatives, anybody that, especially if their financial situation is pretty solid, otherwise starting Social Security too early these days makes a difference. And really the last few years have really kind of played that out, you know, and anybody that started Social Security before, you know, COVID and maybe didn't necessarily need to between like the inflationary adjustments that have happened, which they still would have received, but that inflationary adjustment compounds with, you know, the delay. And so the jumps in benefits for anybody that's waited those few extra years have been substantial. And people that are kind of starting it now are pretty happy that they waited and it's made a difference.
Well, if you don't have a strategy, I mean, you could be costing yourself tens of thousands. I mean, this could be big dollars over the course of your lifetime. And so, you know, and I get it, you know, we're all terrified about what's going on in the world because every 5 seconds, it seems like there's some new crazy, weird, wonky thing happening in the world that is 2024. But you still got to make sure that you're making the right decisions so that these planning mistakes don't come back to bite you 10, 20, 15, or 15, like I went backwards there, 10, 15, 20, 25 years down the line. So good points for sure. Hey, John, what about bonds, right? So for years, you know, you go 60, 40, you go standard kind of portfolio, you go to bonds as we age for safety. Last couple of years, though, they ain't been all that great. So is it still one of those things where assuming it's a safe source is a good move or not?
Yeah, you know, I would say it's not to assume that that's going to be 100% your source of income. You know, we're
from a safe side, right?
Yeah. We're gonna touch on inflation and things like that. And we talked about being retired for a decade, so you know you want to make sure that you have some equities in the portfolio, so you are keeping up with cost of living going up. If you're just in bonds and fixed income, you know, you're gonna lose out on a lot of upside, and then. If you look at the past years, although interest rates have gone up, obviously the last couple of years, but you know, there was about a 15, 20 year period where we were sitting at, you know, you get a bond and it's giving you 2 or 3%. That's nearly not enough to supplement most people's income.
Oh, for sure.
So you definitely want to diversify, make sure you're planning for the long term for some growth. And also you want to adjust to an environment where interest rates are very low and the bond yields, you know, just aren't enough to sustain.
Yeah, and at the time we're taping this here, it's just at the very end of March. It'll probably be out sometime here in April of 24. Powell still saying that even though the numbers came back in, a tad inflation was a tad higher, I think just last month than what they anticipated, core inflation, they're still saying that he's still saying that nothing's changed for him and that maybe they may be looking at cutting rates throughout 2024. So who knows? But you know, Nick, that does play into inflation. That's, you know, as John just kind of teed it up, our fourth point here is it's going to play into it no matter what's going on with the dynamic that we have right now. But I mean, even just basic inflation, even if you just go sticking with the normal 3% we've seen for years and years and years, if you don't take this into account, and again, our topic being income planning mistakes, you are seriously messing yourself up because $5,000 right now, if that's your expenses, is not going to be $5,000 in 10 years. It just isn't.
Yeah. And I would say too, especially in this area, I think there's been some studies that the inflation rate in the Tampa Bay area has been higher than other places.
But
I've had multiple conversations with clients where there's been like this, I think because there was such a period of like scarcity and getting decent fixed rates, you know, whatever it was, 8 to 10 years. It's like people are just kind of like taking a deep breath and just saying like, oh, finally I can get 4.5 or 5% on my money again, which is great. But, you know, the issue is that some are assuming that it's going to last for a long period of time. And, and you know, last year is a really good example from the perspective of that 5-ish% and fit on the, on, you know, whether it's a CD or money market or whatever, kind of solidified last year. And we had some clients that, you know, shifted more over, and we had many conversations about it. But again, it's like the S&P then did what, you know, around 20% or something like that. So there was an opportunity cost there. And those, when the market's up like that, you really don't want to lose out on those years. And so the inflation is compounded, you know, for example, even just people that are in Florida and live in a condo, maybe they've lived in a condo for a while. All the condo rules and association rules have changed. They're like, I've seen association fees, you know, double in the last 2 or 3 years. And it's really putting a lot of pressure on people that even if their mortgage is paid off, but they've been on somewhat of a fixed income.
Right.
There's a lot of pressure happening there. And so, yeah, it's the we try to just kind of keep emphasizing, even if it's a small portion of the money, you know, even if it's only 20 to 40% of the overall portfolio, or we have something related to growth, you know, more marketed towards that, getting them to understand that, hey, this is for money down the road. No matter where the rates are right now, they're probably, you know, the one thing I can promise you is they're going to change. And so that's been a little bit of a different conversation than we've had, you know, probably the 10 years previous to that. So it's going to be interesting to see how people start to react when the cuts do happen.
Yeah, I mean, because you're talking about having to keep up with inflation. You need to have some stuff at growth. You know, you got to have some stuff at risk, basically, so that you can, you know, pick up gains in the market, things of that nature, wherever it's coming from. But you got to have some money out there taking a few chances because you do have to keep up with or outpace inflation. And I guess that really kind of just brings me to my last point here, John, and you guys can both jump in if you'd like to on this, but you got to have other income streams besides just Social Security, right? I mean, plain and simple, that's all fine and good, but you've got to have some other income streams, and some of that needs to be safe and some of that needs to help you with the future money, which is growth.
Yeah, 100%, Mark. It's Social Security might cover 30 to 40% of someone's you know, expenses and covers a portion of what they need for income there. But really important to have some other income stream, whether that be, you know, real estate, whether it's your investments. You know, right now with, you know, we're talking about rates. Rates are really strong. We have a lot of clients looking into these income annuities because they look really appealing right now, because as interest rates go up, those annuity products typically, you know, tend to look a little bit better. Mm-hmm. So just having that guaranteed income or just reliable income source to put on top of Social Security really gives a nice buffer. And I found, and I don't want to speak for Nick, but I found where when you have your floor of guaranteed income, it helps you make better decisions, even with your other money, where if the market's volatile, but you say, hey, you know, I have X amount of dollars guaranteed income coming in, you know, in this pool of money here that's set aside for growth, even when it's a little volatile, it just gives you a little more peace of mind to saying, hey, I know my baseline expenses are covered, so I'm going to be okay. You know, we find that does help people make better decisions when they have multiple income streams.
Yeah, and you got to do it, right, Nick? I mean, it's just the point of the fact that you want to have that diversification, not only in income, but also with tax buckets. You just want to have some general good broad diversification in your entire portfolio.
Yeah, absolutely. The diversification, and I alluded to it earlier, it's just as important as ever. You know, having the higher floor on, you know, fixed rates has been helpful, you know, the last couple of years. But it's the phrase that I've used quite a bit lately is, you know, zoom out. We need to zoom out and continue to zoom out because that's really important. For sure.
That higher kind of view of things versus trying to narrow in. Yeah, I gotcha. Well, so there's some, you know, there's some income planning mistakes that we can certainly make. So make sure that you're avoiding these. And of course, if you think, well, I don't do this every day, or this is something that, you know, I just can't wrap my brain around all the time because I'm just too busy, you know, living my life and working my own job or whatever the case might be. That's why you have a financial team to help you out. So if you need some help, and of course, you got questions, always reach out to a qualified professional like John and Nick before you take any action to see how something's going to fit into your unique situation. They are financial advisors at PFG Private Wealth. You can find them online at pfgprivatewealth.com. That's pfgprivatewealth.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, Retirement Planning Redefined, on Apple or Spotify or YouTube platforms. That's going to do it this week for us. We'll be back with more on future episodes. So again, hit that subscribe button, and we'll catch you next time on Retirement Planning Redefined with John and Nick.